Siricum and Metale. That's what we use.
But years ago, you just used that brown.
Yeah. No, olden days, the only thing they had carbonated vaseline that I can remember, and pizza and antiseptic. That's the only thing that I can remember that my mother and them had. And some turpentine. You cut yourself to put turpentine in. With some of the blood.
What about that kind of brown liquid? You know,
the
brown, reddish brown.
That's iodine, huh? Well, iodine.
When people got malaria, what would they give them?
Them hot tea. Quinine, hot tea, and all kind of hot stuff for it. And quinine, that was the best thing they had to have for that.
Okay. Now, you they say you've been living long since your husband.
No?
Yeah.
Since my husband died.
Okay. Other way to say it, since your husband.
Since my husband passed away.
Okay. Now, when a person died that people didn't like, you know, they would say, boy, I sure am glad he finally...
When he finally died, I'm so glad that he passed away and I won't have to see his face. That a lot of times they say that to people. I couldn't
like,
say that.
Somebody was telling me about a fella here who they didn't like because he would write things on the people's...
Oh, yeah, it was Mr. Minnick. George Minnick, yeah, now that was olden days. I didn't even know about things like that because I was too young then.
Well, they say, boy, I'm glad he finally.
Yes, I'm glad he finally died. And they had another name to him too, this person too. Like I heard that after. But that's not what I would do. I don't know why they let him go like that. I'd go and attack him on that and show him how wrong he was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him do things like that.
Yeah, years ago. People would be dead a week, and they wouldn't know what they died.
You mean they wouldn't know that he died before a week? They would find him in a week or?
Well, they a long time ago, some things people would die, and they mm-hmm. wouldn't know what they died.
They what they die of?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, the place where people are buried, they laid him away in the.
And they olden day, like I said, they run.
Well, they buried him in the.
They buried him in the cemetery.
Did you ever see one that did wee out somewhere around the church or?
Mm-hmm.
Great graveyard?
They always got a graveyard, but never, not. Some of them have them on the side of the church, but the one here, we don't have it around the church. We got two of them that crawl away from the church. We got the new cemetery, they call, and the old one.
The box they bury people in is the
casket.
Did you ever see the ones that were narrow at the feet and wide at the shoulders?
They used to make that one. They used to make that one coffin. Olden days. My daddy was one that used to make it. And he had an old man that used to get inside of it just to see if it was tall enough. I wouldn't do that.
They would say, well, he's an important man. Then a lot of people would show up at his.
Oh yeah, they would show up. They had a lot of people that used to wait.
Yeah. Or the ceremony at the grave would be the
funeral. That's a funeral. The ceremony at the in the cemetery would be in the church at the funeral, and then in the cemetery instead of going in the. And burying them. The people follow from the street, they follow to the graveyard. And then the crowd comes there and they pray and they bury them.
The people dressed in black are in